We're at Stand and Calling on Friday afternoon. I'm very happy to be joined by two of Some Sprouts. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey.
Hey, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Joshua. I'm singing, like doing the main vocals and playing synthesizer.
I'm Jacob. I'm playing the guitar and doing some backing vocals in Some Sprouts.
Okay, and you're not an English band, you've come over from Germany, haven't you? And your English is excellent. From Regensburg, is it? A bit on the River Danube?
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been there and I remembered. Lovely place. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Some Sprouts. Who got the band together? Whose idea was it?
The two of us and our second guitarist, we went to the same school, and that's where it all started. We wrote some songs, then we went to Regensburg, like you said, for studying, and yeah, that's where it all got bigger, and we found Miguel, our drummer, and Alex, our bassist. And
how long have you been together as a band?
Like the five of us, like a bit more than 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself to someone who hasn't heard you or seen you play?
Well, it's always kind of difficult to describe their own music, but I think it's somehow something between like indie rock and like pop music, or like folk, also like influences from folk music. Yeah.
What influences do you have? Are there any bands particular that you really enjoyed and thought, I really want to be in a band as well?
Maybe it's a bit different for everyone, but like maybe a main influence would be bands like Tame Impala or Mac DeMarco.
Okay.
I think that's something, yeah, everyone could agree on that.
Yeah. Well, have you got any personal influences?
Right at the moment, like Frank Ocean and stuff like that as well. Yeah. And also, yeah, Elliott Smith, like a lot of quiet stuff, yeah.
Anything personal?
Yeah, sure, the same. And also, I don't know, right now, maybe some like disco music, or like even also like indie music from that comes out right now, like indie rock with electronic like influences.
Yeah.
And
is there much of an indie scene in Germany? Because I don't know many German indie bands. I know Robocop Kraus. I know. Do you know that band?
Which one?
Robocop Kraus.
No.
About 10 years ago.
No.
Nuremberg band. No. Oh, okay. I don't know any other German bands.
Yeah. There are a few like coming up like the last years. Like I think the indie has like a reinvention.
Yeah, it seems like it's growing a bit. Even in Regensburg, a few years ago, there's been nothing going on really. But now there are like several bands popping up, and that's nice.
So you're spearheading the scene, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you've released the mini LP, IMMT. So what does that mean? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So actually, like if you like just say the four, it gives you like an English phrase. Like if you say IMMT, then it like if you like say it often, like you get like IMMT.
Oh, I say IMMT.
Yeah. So that was kind of.
I never worked that out.
Yeah.
That's good. So tell us about the album. Who's involved in the songwriting?
Yeah, basically it all starts with an idea from Jacob or me, like, and then we bring it to the rehearsal room or to the other guys, and then if they like it, we just jam to it and work on it. And like with the IMMT EP, then we like went with a close friend of us, Lucas, and like we produced it, like just the six of us in a small country house near Regensburg, and like did everything there. And yeah.
Is it a difficult process, or do you have hundreds of songs written?
No, not really, but it's usually the songs we are recording, we've been playing them for like a year or more maybe, and they keep on growing and get different and evolve, and maybe that's it's a long process maybe, but at the end you can say you like the song even after playing it for 2 years or something, and maybe then it's a good song. Yeah, I don't know.
Now you've played a lot of gigs in Germany, but tonight is only your second gig in the UK, is that right? You had played the Great Escape earlier this year.
Yeah. So like in May was the first gig we ever played. Like in
how did the crowds differ from German crowds?
I mean, we were a bit afraid before because we write in English, like the lyrics are in English, and like
we don't know if it makes sense. <or that.
laughs> Makes sense to like native speaking people, so that we were afraid of. But like it was completely packed and like many people there, and it was like an awesome experience. Like it was really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and
like,
good crowd.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Yeah, like it's hard to tell from one gig if there's a big difference between like German and the English crowd, but I think it was a really special night for us, and I don't know, let's see how it will evolve, like like the English gigs.
Now you're playing tonight at 8 o'clock. Are you here all weekend or just doing the one day?
Just one day actually. Tomorrow we're tomorrow morning we're flying back and playing another festival in Bavaria.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have much chance to relax and check out a few bands tonight, do you?
Unfortunately not. No. But
tonight,
So you might see one or two after your set, maybe.
Yeah, I think we're going to stay longer and just, I don't know, don't sleep much and just go back to Germany,
What does the future hold for the band?
So we're doing festivals right now, like till end of August, and then we will play a tour again in autumn, like also in London. We play London, for example, and also in Amsterdam, and like many German shows. And then the plan is to record new material and hopefully like record it soon, as soon as it's finished or done. And then we want to release new music as soon as possible. Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, thanks very much for having a chat with us today, and good luck with the gig tonight. We should be there and looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.